Part 4, The Creation of Man. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our own image. First of all, who is the us in this scripture? Us is the Father in the Logos, the Word, which is the Son. Remember, as we read John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Remember, God's image is spirit. He cannot be seen by any man. So let us watch Him unfold Himself just a little more. Adam, His son, was made in God's very own spiritual image. Adam had to be supernatural to have dominion over the cattle, the birds, and the sea creatures. He had to be able to communicate with them to lead them, just as the Holy Spirit communicates with a true believer today to lead and to guide him. Adam, as a spirit man in God's image, had dominion over everything, and everything obeyed his voice. Note, it was a chapter after God created Adam in his own spiritual image that there was no man to till the ground. So he formed Adam a body out of the dust of the earth and puts his supernatural spirit in him. He then breathed the breath of life into him, and he became a living soul. Genesis 2, verses 5 and 7. And there was not a man to till the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God saw it was not good for man to live alone, so he put Adam in a deep sleep and took a rib from his side and made a woman. Genesis tells us God got the woman's spirit from the man, Adam. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, created he them, male and female. The Hebrew word for woman is Isha. Ish is feminine of man. It means she-man, female man, or man with the womb, because she came from man. It is interesting that the scriptures only refer to Eve as woman before the fall. She was a helpmate to her husband Adam and did not have her own identity until after the fall. She was then called Eve, meaning the mother of all living. However, she was truly bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Adam, being created in the image of God, had one body with three offices. This is identical with God himself, being one God in three offices. Adam had a spirit, soul, and body. He was one person with three offices. God is our spiritual Father, manifested through Jesus the Son, or Logos, and working in his church through the Holy Spirit. He is one God with three offices. Adam was truly created in the image of God. Luke 1:35 tells us, And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So the Bible says the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, and also that Jesus is the Son of God the Father. If Jesus' Father was God, the Holy Spirit could not have overshadowed Mary also. Otherwise, Jesus would have two fathers. The Holy Spirit and the Father are one and the same. After Jesus then comes on the scene, he says in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. Our great and loving God is, without question, one God in three offices. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ.